Kumlan Black and Motor up to the Flamin Alf and Alf, the two dots. Umanayin Likashayeta Haina, when you leave Bezin, you shouldn't go around saying, you know, I defended you but I was outnumbered. Tonir Abonim, we learn, Menayin, how do you know Likashayeta when you went out? Not in the Psak, but after you went out, Layimir Harini, Mazaka Vachaveda Mechaivin. I was Mazaki, my friends were Mechaiv, Avama Esa Shechaveda Robilai. My friends outnumbered me, Tamalay Melese Lech Rochil Ba Mech. Don't go ahead and peddle all this gossip. A guy who's Rachel, someone reveals the secrets, the inner workings of what's going on in behind closed doors. Who Talmid? There was a Talmid, the Nafikala Kola, that a rumor went around, the Goli Milsa, that he kept a secret. The Itma Be Medrasha, that was learned in the Beis HaMedrash, Bosa Esrin V'Tartin Shneen, something was studied in the Beis HaMedrash. And it's, I guess it must be confidential. 22 years later, when it didn't really matter to anybody, he went out and revealed it. Afke Rab Ami Be Medrasha. Rab Ami threw him out of yeshiva. Omar Dein Galir Azi. This person is a guy that you cannot trust. He has a big mouth. He reveals secrets. Now, Lecheda, why did this Talmud go out and reveal it now? Because he said, he thought, it says in one of my first, I can't remember who says this, he thought to himself, the Shvatim made a gzeda that no one was allowed to tell Yaakov what happened to Yosef, and yet that when 22 years later, they all went and told Yosef, Yaakov, they all but told Yaakov that Yosef chai. I made a shvur. Where did it say they were matter the shvur? Nowhere. He said, after 22 years, it doesn't matter anymore. So that based on that heter, he was megalit. And he was wrong, because over there, I guess, they had Yosef's permission or whatever. And here, there was a Shemayim in here. No one gave him permission. And what was the secret anyway? All it says is it was something that was studied in the Beis HaMedrash that didn't have to be necessarily be told outside. Yeah, but what did he say? What was studied in the Beis HaMedrash? Nothing. Anyway, the Moravaita, nobody got to learn to be discreet. Bottom line. No, that's not what's wrong. That's Shemra. That is the truth. Says Moravaita, we'll learn all about it in Gemara Erech. Says the Mishnah, calls man shemevi raya, says the Sadin, as long as the Leiva continues to bring a raya, he can't, even though the Bez made a psak, he can appeal it if he found new evidence. Omar loy, but what happened? He said, "Kol raya she." The bezin said to him, "Kol raya she yesh lecho havei." All the rays he have, bring it to the bezin. Mikanah shleishim. We give you a timetable of 30 days. Is the quantity tanikam b'motza b'toy shleishim? He found within 30 days, so he said he can appeal the psak. Avol achas shleishim yom ainus says. But after 30 days, if I found it's now set in concrete. Even though he brought evidence, it's too late. You had your chance. However, Rashbag disagrees. Now, look, Rashbag, my yasa zeshle motzah b'toy shleishim. It's his fault he couldn't find the evidence within that time. What gives the bezin the right to give a time? Umotzah l'achas shleishim. Okay. Omalei, they said to him, have the eidim, bring witnesses of Omar. Here he said, ein li eidim. He said, I don't have any witnesses. Omar said, have a raya, bring a raya. But Omar, ein li raya. Here he said, I have no raya. Ulachas man, hey, vi raya, motzah eidim. Then a while later, he brought raya eidim. Here, b'machle tanakam Rashbag. And aloch, b'tanakamah. Tarekamah says in the Kulm, he said, I don't have any. If he brings it, perhaps this, you have to be choshed that he prompted them or he prepped them and so on and so forth. Omer Rashbag, my yaseh zeh shle hoyudei sheh shle eidim, umotzeh eidim. What should he do? He didn't know he had eidim. Lohoyudei sheh shle raya umotzeh. I didn't know he had evidence and he found it. So therefore, but Tarekamah is not Rashbag because he shouldn't have said anything. He should have just said nothing. If he says nothing, and he can always bring in, there's no timetable, he can always bring in new evidence. But because he said, Ein Li, Kalu Gemach, the Kohen Tanakama. However, that's not the Ein Li. Ein Li is an open-ended statement. I don't have. Says in the Mishnah, Rosh, Mizchayi Bedin. What happens? He saw that this looks like they're going to find against him. Vama, he shouts out, 1 second, Kid will plainly be Yaduni. I have to aid him sitting at home. Let him come out there now. That's right. No, why isn't he bringing before? He'd rather not use his ADM because they're liars if he doesn't have to use them. He sees that he's losing, so he called this his last recourse. Yeah, no, that's straws. He made it up. It's Bob Mice. He knows these are false ADM. If you're a real ADM, why would you bring them? He brought right from under his gartel, which means he always had it. Why didn't he bring that before? Because he knew that it's fraudulent. Had ADM and a clue, and we don't trust him. Everyone's made it, even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, we don't trust him. Omar Rabba Barabun Haloch, the Loch like Shim Gamliel. Haloch Shim Gamliel. That what? In case number one. That what? That even the Bezin gave a timetable, he still bring Eidim or Rai whenever he finds it. Omar Rabba Barabun. The home machlekes and poskim, if he actually paid out the money, let's say Bezin Paskin, you owe him $100, so he paid $100, and now he comes with Arayin Eidim, what happens then? Does he have to, which he didn't know about it, he had Arayin Eidim at the time, he found later. According to some, he was Miyayish on the money, and Hefker Bezin, because Bezin Hefker Bezin Hefker, so the money is Hefker, he was Miyayish on it, he can't get it back. In other words, even though he might overrule, the Bezin might he appeal the case, and the Bezin will say, Paskin, yes, you're right, in this case, you don't have to pay, but you paid already. So according to some Pasuk Shai Mishpat and others, already paid for found. You're Miyayish. Others say no. Others argue and say no, you get the money back.
Does Beis Din have to bring a carbon or something because they gave out a Tvar HaLachash Loikud?
No, it's correct. Ain't a dying on Mashayin Avroi. They pass him correctly. Okay, it wasn't an error. It was just that the guy brought the oven. Amar Abba Baruna, Ain HaLachash, at the same time, HaLachash Bak, not HaLachash Bak. It's HaLachash Bak. Obviously, HaLachash Bak. Keep them a lucky bag. And maybe you don't know what you're going to tell us that for. I would have thought, honey, me le chatchila. Le chatchila, you should pass us back and entertain the new Aedis or the new Raya after 30 days. I will the Eved, but the Eved, you didn't accept it. Shapa dummy, you pass can shapa dummy. Kamashlan, the Ovid Mahadrinle, that even if you pass can, you have to reverse, rescind your psak and start again. Amalai have Aedim, bring Aedim, Amar Rajbag, the second case, and he said, Ain li Raya, hear that lock like a chamim. Now what? If you said ain't liraya, you cannot go ahead and bring a raya. Amar Rabbi Huna, Amar Rabbi Yechon, could look suspicious. Ain't alochi kerash bag. I'm pshita. Kivon the Amar alochi chamim. Maybe it ain't alochi kerash bag. How come Mashma teach you? The Bahi ain't alochi kerash bag. Over here the alochi kerash bag. How be kulu alochi kerash bag? But everywhere else in Shas or in Babasa, the alochi kerash bag. La fuki mahon. This comes to argue with the Rabbi Bar Avchana, Amar Rabbi Yechon. But they say, come, they say halacha is always bag except three places. And I'm saying halacha is always like Rosh Bag, except here. In the case of an Arev Kablin, that's one. And in other words, whether if it's an Arev Kablin, if you have a right to go directly to the Arev, or you still have to go to the Leiva first. Or if it's Seidam, which is right here. He says, Ein Li. It says Ein Li Raya Achrein means the second case of why he was called Raya Achrein. Because the first case of Raya, where he says he doesn't say anything, give him a time table of 30 days, he's allowed to bring whenever he wants. We do pass on the Shabbat. The second one, which says Ein Li, then we don't pass on the Shabbat. We pass on Chum. So that's what's called Raya Achrein.
That's one
of three exceptions. Yeah. So you say that Rabbi Yechon has three exceptions. I said only one exception. That Raya Achrein is only exception. Everywhere else, Allah has a Shabbat. Ahu Yenuka, there was a child, the Tavu, the Dina, who was taken to a Dintayra, Kamed, Rav Nachman, for Rav Nachman. Omele, Rav Nachman said to this child, Isla Chosad, do you have any witnesses to support what you're saying? Omele, Loi, no. Isla Choraya, maybe have evidentiary evidence. Omele, Loi, no. Chayve, Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, I would say, what can I do for you? You have to pay the money, you have no proof. Have the Kabachi, the kid cried, Nebuch is a Yosin, the Ozil, and he walked out, Shamu, Hanach, Inchi, people heard about it, and Nebuch is a poor kid. Some of the people heard about it said, oh, we can testify on your behalf. We know what your father's affairs were. Now, in this case here, the Chachamim, the Chayda, he said, Ainli, but in this case, everyone is going to be made that the child can bring these Aidim. Because how was he meant to know? It doesn't look suspicious anymore in this case. How is the child meant to know the father? If you're the person itself and you say you have no Aidim, everyone knows if you have Aidim, but people are witnesses or not. Then you bring Aidim, obviously it's suspicious. But if the child says, then he didn't know. So what should you do? That makes no difference. If he in a situation where it looks emes, not
the adult child is expected to know his father's.
No, but it seems like even an adult child, if it's the relationship learns it, if it looks true, that Itaka didn't know, he couldn't have known, he wasn't there at the time as a father, then he can bring it.
Ramam today says either of your
boys. Somebody didn't tell you.
Sorry?
By taking the tail, yeah.
Yeah.
That's Bechlal, that's generally. Talking about in case here, where the guy says Ainli. We pass if the guy says Ainli, we don't trust him anymore, bring Aidim. So we're saying here, but if the reason why he said Ainli is because Itaka didn't know, and he had no reason to know, because he wasn't there.
Oh,
Bechlal, yeah.
It's interesting here is that.
Unless Ribas or Chelzman, yeah.
Tosfos says that it's the Rav Nachman are passing this because Rav Nachman doesn't hold of the Indian of Enis Kotlin and Nichsim Simon.
That's right.
Generally, yeah. You don't take from the Nichsim Nichsim that
you're saying. No, that's a general question. What's a kid doing in the Dentata? Why didn't you wait till he's 13? Yeah. So you're saying, I'm not going to hold it. You know, right?
So you have a situation with Bezer Paskin, the guy's Taka said,
no.
And then people come, you know, is he being prompted to come to
Gary? No, we don't. How can you not know if you have Adem? You know the people saw what happened. Unless it's like they were hiding in the if they were hiding in the 100th floor of a building and he had no idea and they were looking at binoculars and they saw whatever, then he couldn't have known. But anything, any circumstance where he couldn't have known, then we'll take it in. It's just a general. It was a woman. She was a shalish. A shalish means that the both parties trusted her with holding the documents. The nothing started with this other star from a malva to levik went out of her hand. Omrelei, she said to them, "You're dying to. I know for a fact. But I started the priyave was paid off already. Heim the Rav Nachman trusted her. Omrelei the Rav Nachman keman. Why do you trust her? Because the only way you can trust her is because she has ownership of the star. If she's just a custodian, why would you trust her? She's not an aide, you know, because they're ownership. Why do you have ownership? You must follow Rebbe. We had a machlekes. If Oisius nikdas me mesira or not. If you owe me money and I have a document, and I just give you the document, the mesira alone, when I give you the document, are you only kind of the document? Are you also kind of the letters inside the document? Are you also kind of the taking of the document, which is the loan? Rebbe holds Oisius nikdas mesira. No, you need another star to be kind of the star, to be kind of the loan of the star. So obviously you hold like Rebbe Oisius nikdas mesira. So when they gave the woman the document, she now became the owner, not just a custodian. And therefore, she can say whatever she wants to say. Balabas. No raya. The boy calls her, no raya from here that I hold like a Rebbe. But the word here is because she has a migud. If she wanted, she could have burnt the star. There's no star at all. So if she says to the malvit, look, it was paid off. If she didn't want the labor to pay, all she does is, there's no star. Burn it. It's gone. There's no star. And the malvit has nothing. So she said, here's a star, but it was paid off. We trust her because there's a migud. That's one opinion. What for? She's a shalish. She's not. The main thing is the malva shouldn't have it anymore. They trusted her. The malva trusted her, and the leva trusted her. Ikidam is another version. Pukvaket. Loihem der Rav Nachman. Rav didn't believe her. Under Rav Nachman, why you buy a kol? She doesn't have a migra. She's going to burn her.
And he answered. Kiva des chazik bebeidina. Since bezin, the hempig of bezin is already a stamp of bezin. So therefore, he buy a kol shalomim. No longer say migra. The strength of a hempig bezin is so strong that you can collect with the star, even though stronger than a migra, even though there's a migra. Taste doesn't like it. What do you mean stronger than the migra? The fact is, she stronger than the migra. She could have burnt it, and now she's saying it's always a temple of bezin. So Taisa says no. Taisa says that Bezdin saw the star in her hand, so she no longer has a migui and say, look, I have no star. Bezdin, we saw it yesterday. Where is it? And if you lost the paper, dinagami, whatever it is. So there's no longer a migui that she can hide it and say that, you know. But it doesn't mean that she says there's no such star, it doesn't exist.
When you say that she's coming to the through the Oisius, what rights does it doesn't give her the right that she marries out the money?
She owns the star, so she can collect the money on behalf of the lady that's up, whatever they made up. She likes ownership. Simple is a shaver, is a receipt. The Rashi says it's a receipt in the hand of the leiva. Taisa says that no, a shaver is called a receipt in the hand of the leiva. Simple is when the receipt is in the hand of the malva. But Yiskayim bechaisma. So even though you have a receipt, you have to have the verify the signature of the edim on it and said that you paid off. Ain't all of edim. What happens? There's no edim written on the receipt. But who's holding on to the receipt? Not the leiva, but rather the third party is in the document of the malva. There's a receipt written right underneath the edim. It's kosher. Why? Because the shalish is believed to say that the receipt is paid off, or the malva would not have allowed to write a receipt on the document. You owe me $100 if it would have been paid off. Alma received me clearly. Shalish Muhammad, you said I'm not in the second version that a shalish is not believed because there's no migdi boy kolsei. But fate, you see here that a shalish is believed. You said I'm not the yufter, so he is believed. So you want to write it. He can always bring a raya and contradict the psak of the bezin until he closes his avenue of tainus. Till himself. The Yoimer, he says, Kirvu, wait a second, before we go further, Aji Statim Tanais, Rashi, Palatin Motor, Mashma Sha'amba Bebezin, what do you mean Statim? He closed off his avenue. He said to the Bezin, Ain Li, Loy Aiden, but Loy Raji. He said, look, I have nothing left. Like Tanakam, the Chaz of Umber, and the next line, which I didn't read. Then he says, Kirvu Plaini, a Plaini, Shahayim is a money, Sham. Oh, the Reuben of Shimon, you're standing right outside the door. Come in and testify on my behalf. Umitchila says the nice alone ainly. So he's since God he says I have no raya, then he brings it obviously a path of Khami, you don't believe anymore. Back to Gemara. The Yema he says, Kirba plenty of Eduni. Because it sounds like he can still say, come out and testify. I don't know what you're saying. Amri, your father is saying he stopped in Tan Noitz, and he sealed off his avenue, which means he passed me over Chamim. You can no longer bring any Raya, Osan the Rabbonon. And then Bahadram, then you say, like a Shim Gamlil, and you can go around, and turn, even after you say Engli, you can still bring the Edom. Tirvu ish plainly Baaduni, Osan Rashbag, Osan Rashbag, he says, even after Engli, he found the Edom now, let him bring it. Maybe you want to say that what? That this part that Abdim is saying, Rabbi Yechon is actually explaining the Rashbag, Upirushi, Kamefad, he's explaining. What does it mean you closed off your avenue? Not that he said Ainli. My Achi is Tatanaisev, Achi Yemek, Kiru, Plaini, Plaini, Veaduni. Until he says that come here, Plaini, Plaini, Veaduni, that means that's my last Raya. We don't pass Rashbag here. Why would Rabbi Yechon pass him like the Rashbag that even after he said Ainli, he could still bring his Aidim? Elok he also Rashbag Yudam Yechon and Rabbi Shmuel Yudah then came on clarify what Rabbi Yechon said. La Olam maybe Raya besides he continued bringing appeals to the Bezdin and bring new evidence. Adchi Yistatim Tanoisa until he closed off his avenue. The Yoimru Loi. And they, well, how do you close off? How do you shut off your avenue? I'm going to say to him, "How have I aged and bring aged him?" But Aiman, he says, "Ainly Aiman had. Have I bring a rai? But ainly I have no rai. Bow Adim didn't say yam. If Adim came from overseas, or shahoyse this guy shall aviv mufkede b'yad achet, or there's a whole sack of documents that his father gave it to store somewhere else, where you had no idea that it existed. Then Adayze maybe I was saying. So sometimes we lie bring again when it does not look suspicious." That you know, you could have known. No idea that there was
aid. That's right.
They just turned
that
off.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Okay, Rashi. Hogu for Kasha, just did it. You start them, Tan Noisim, Masha means Kimishi, start Mushroom, and I can't get iron. Then you say, Kor Kirbu, the Masha, the high, who the lay mice, you don't bring these, the first bag, my boy. Abba Motsum Lachman, Mice, Abba Shim. It seems that the only thing you don't accept is if they're standing behind the door. You said you don't have any, and then a minute later, behind the door, you call them. That looks suspicious. Even if Bag says no good. But if you say you don't have any, and a month later you come across some Edim, you're allowed to bring them. Maybe you pass the Rashbag. How can it be? We pass the Rabban that if we find it, we cannot bring any more. This guy, a sack of leather, so he's the rich of Shalavi, Menachabai, the star of his father, will lying there. Back to the Gemara. He's saying more dinim about Bez, important dinim. Ki also Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Amar Rav Yechon, the name Rav Yechon, had toike vetz chadeide, but din, I force you, I schlep you to a dintede. Echon, I mean, one of the two parties say, Nidon Khan, let's have a dintede right here in this town. The Echon, I mean, Nelich, the Mokam Avad, let's go to another place, Mokam Avad. And Mokam Avad, the Machlek is a shame, what it means, being not from the Halacha. Mokam Avad can either mean any larger Bezin than what we have here. It can either be Bezin HaGadol, the main Bezin in Yerushalayim, or it can mean Beis Avamis, but a lot of time to come hang around. So the caliber of the Dayanim is far greater than here and superior than what we have here. Plus, you have so many. So I want to go to a superior Bezin. Koifin Oisei can force the other party. Now, right now, we make no distinction whether it's a Malva or Leva, makes no distinction. But yeah, the book about you have to go there. That's Rabbi Yechon Paskin. That she had taken his chaveda b'din baldin kosher. We're talking about we're having this quarrel, and the defendant is very difficult. Umatriach his chaveda, and he's really nudging his friend. The ain roi to chaveda lodin kan elamokav aram. His friend does not want to go to the local bezin. He's scared that the bezin is intimidated by this particular guy. He's a tough guy. He wants to go to another town. Nobody knows him. And what's a mock about? Rashi learns tamidei chachamim harbe. There are numerous tamidei chachamim. She hates a boishmem. The word is. He'll be embarrassed to behave the way he behaves in this town here. Over there, he'll act more dignified.
Someone's refusal to go to the local business is not very dignified.
No.
Because of dignity, there is.
Yeah, the defendant
is the bully of town. He pushes his way around.
That's right. You think everyone in town has their chesed for him and they'll pass him wrong? You want to go to another place where he'll have to behave? He doesn't know anybody, and a lot of times he comes there, he doesn't have a bad name for himself. That's Rabbi Yechmes. Comes along his Talmud, Rabbi Lozer, Rebbe, I don't understand. We had the Gemara in Tainis that when Reish Lakish passed away, Rabbi Lozer kept learning Rabbi Yechmes. Rabbi Yechmes went crazy because Rabbi Lozer. Yeah, and here we see Rabbi Lozer argues. And Allah is actually Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yechmes. Rabbi Lozer, Rebbe, I don't understand. Misha Noisha Bechaveirai Mona, I lent you $100. Yoitz, and you want to go to another bezin, I have to go to a hotel, airplane tickets. Yoitzi mona al mona, I should spend another $100 to collect my $100. So what did I achieve over here? What right do you have to force me? I can force you locally. Taisha brings a very important rule from here, which is very different from Havdalah in courts, and that is, what's the big deal? If the lender wins, won't he get his costs back? So it's from Khan with Taisha's, the Yoitzi mona al mona, the Taisha's, important Taisha's. Mikan, from here we learn out, that if you lose a case, the loy mishalim le'idach itziyaisa, the notion thing that you have to bear the cost of the other party. Even if I force you to go to Eretz or to New York, whatever it's for, I don't have to pay expenses. However, if it's a fraudulent case, I really had no case. I didn't have any rai or anything else. Yeah, whatever it is, then it's a different story. But otherwise, if it's a case, even though one guy loses, you don't have to pay the others. Everyone bears their own costs. Let's continue like that. We'll come back to this. My flag is not over yet. If two people are quarreling in a din. Now, I didn't tell you, there's other Rishayim who learned that there's a Bezdin HaGodl and there's a Beis HaVad. And there's a difference between the Bezdin HaGodl and the Beis HaVad. And I'll come back to the difference in Halacha Min. Koifin Oisai, Fosim, Vidon Be'irai, and you judge in your own city. Force you to be local. What happens if it's a difficult case and the local dealer don't know? That's not grounds to go schlep the guy to the other bezin. This bezin will write a letter to the other bezin asking him, they write and they send it off to the other bezin. If he says to the bezin, I want you to write down to me and tell me what's the basis for your halacha. You write it down. And because it seems from here, Shnayim Shin is Atzmi, Big Machlek is a Shayim as follows. According to the Gemara, they're fighting with each other. When can they ask the Bezin, Behechen Dan Tuni, and give me all your reasons? There was a fight, and where we should have it in Tata. So the Tata's here, they have the guy who didn't want to be here says, hey, give me your reasons. I want to know. I want to take it to another Bezin and see what they say. I want your reasons. He can ask for it. The Bezin had to intervene and force them to be local. Then you have to give them the reasons. If there's a din tayda stam in town, and then after the psak, they say, give us the reasons, they don't have to give any reasons. Not whatsoever. So, opinion one is that Bezin does not have to give the reasons. Another shot says that maybe, no. That in a normal case, if you don't have to give the reasons, but if they ask, you have to. In a case when it's atzmu, even if they don't ask, you should give the reasons to look transparent. There are more in Shulchan Paskins that it does not mean reasons that you have to give any hamokas and halacha. It means you just have to say that we paskin Reuben and Shimon, and because we believe that he's guilty. That's all. That's what reasons mean. You don't have to say because I saw a shachar here in the Sibis or Tzav. You don't have to do that at all. That's what I'm about paskins. What happens if there's. Okay, let's continue. 1 second. And the Yavama has to go to the city of the Yavam in order to get her head to add kama the shoe and all that, remove the shoe. How far? What do you mean how far is Tveri? It's very close. It's right on top of the mountain, Tveri is on the bottom. But the means is that Tveri had many more Tamil Chachamim than Tzapoidi, so you would argue, come to Tveri. No, you got to Tzapoidi. Omar of Kahana, my crow, how do you know that she has to go where he is? They call him, they summon him, the elders of his city. The Loizikne Ira, not the elders of her city. Amar Amemar, Hilchah the Halachi, Koyvi Noisiv Imokavad. Halachi is not Rabbi Yechanan. I can force you to go to the base of Atzah. There's other bezin that's superior. Amar the Vashel Amemar. Amar Rabbi Lord Rabbi said Koyvi Noisiv Edam Beiroi. That's local. Now the Gemara's conclusion. This is Halachi Mok. Hani Mili Heichad the Karmel the Loiva the Malva. The Loiva tells the Malva, the borrower says, let's go to another city. The Malva can say, no, I'm staying over here. But if the Malva said, let's go to another city, the Malva can. Big Machlek is a strain if it's only Malva Leiva or any case of any commercial case where there's a plaintiff and a defendant. Can the plaintiff go to another city? Or just a Malva? Because the Gemara's virgin, why should the Leiva not have the right to take you to another city? Because Malva Eved Leiva Leish Malva. Because the Pasuk says that every Leiva is an Eved to the Malva, the Malva has the right to go to another city. But only it seems from here, if as Gemara says, it's a Beis Avad, where there's a superior Bezin, if there's an equal Bezin, you can't do that. When there's no bezin in your town, that's a whole different story. And obviously you can force each other to go somewhere else. Evan Leib and Lishmalbe.
But on the other hand, the Malbe is the one who's going to bring the value.
The Malbe's choice to go to other town. If the Malbe says, let's go to the other town, then the Malbe can force him. It's going to cost him money. He obviously took that into account. Because even if he wins, he's not going to get, as we learned before, he's not going to get expenses paid. He obviously has to be worth his while. We're talking about serious money here. Okay. There's a little story in the Gemara here. We have to do the Rashi's because it's an unbelievable story. It shows you that, you know, it's good to the, that everyone has the Yetzirah. Sholchu Leil LeMarukva. Remember, little long time in the Shas, that Marukva was a dying and he's very, very tough. And we had it in Babasa, you know, Marukva was called the head Bezin, the head dying, and he was strong. Okay. They sent to Marukva a letter. The Bezin at Israel sent him a letter. Lidazivlei, he has a halo around his face. His countenance is shining. Kibar Basi. Who in the world is Bar, the son of Basi? Let's do Rashi. And Rashi. Rashi, actually, before we do Rashi, let's continue our story, and then we'll do. Oh, let's do Rashi. Amazing Rashi. Lidazivle Kibar Basi, the son of Basi. That's one shot. Kimoish. Shehu ben Basir. Moshe was the son of Basir, Baspare. They say that they married. Even though we learned in the Gemara, who married Basir, you remember? Kalev and Yefuna married Basir. Or Bisir, Basir. Here's a Basir. Lemi shemakin or pon of Kemoshe Rabbeinu. His face is shining. Maruk, his face was shining like Moshe Rabbeinu when he came down the mountain. Shegidalte bechayel. Bas Pari. Because Bas Pari raised him, we learned before. If you raise somebody, it's as if it's your child. That's one thing. Loshanacha kebab basi is not kebab basi, kebab basi. What do you mean kebab basi? Ke Moshe, again like Moshe, because Moshe was known as the Ben Bayis of the Eibishter. He was a member of the household. Why was his face shining Maruka more than any of the Amoida? Number one, Al Shem Shahaya Chacham, he's a Chacham. Even it says, Chachmas Adam Tayyiponim. That your Chachma suffuses the entire face. However, look at this Fatoria. Umatsasi be Sefer HaGodah, I found it in Sefer HaGodah, which is actually Meresh Tachume. Shahaya Marukve, Baal Tshuva. Marukve is about Tshuva. Listen to the story. Shinosan Eina B'isha, he was the Abbezin. He put his eyes out B'isha Achas. He put it out on a woman. Behele Libay Tina suddenly had this unbelievable desire to have relations with this woman. The problem was, it doesn't say. The Nafa B'chayli, and he got sick over it. And the problem was Be'eshet Ishayso. This woman was a married woman. This is Marukva. Even before he was, I don't know, before Abed, Abed, he was still a great man. So what? But this is a story.
Yeah. Sure.
Liyamim. Yeah, true, but he can still be Abed. He got sick. He had an obsession with this woman, and he got very, very sick. Liyamim, but no one knows what's going on except himself. Liyamim, one day, listen to the story. One day, Nitzcha Lilvois Mimenu. She had to borrow money from him, Marukva. Marukva, obviously, was a wealthy man. And then he said, fine, come to my house. Now, remember, he was sick because of her.
Yes.
She knew what was going on. She didn't want to go to the house, but of course she was desperate for money. And the only way that Marukva says, I'll give you the money, is come to my house and nobody's around, she had no bread. So she went.
And then the last minute, he's alone in the house, could have whatever he wanted. The Kovash Yitzra, he restrained himself. The Potra Lisholim, he sent her off, nothing happened. Then it's rapid, and that cured him from his ailment, from his obsession. When he went out on the street, there was a candle lighting on his head, min hashamayim, because he had such a strong eitzah, he could know what he wanted, and he held himself back. Like Palti ben Laish, remember we learned he was greater than everybody else because he had a right to live with Michal, and he did. And here he was sick over it. Not stam, but he was sick. So Rashi learns that Amnosa Tzutzisa is the same person as Marukha. Others say Tzutzisa is the other story we had about this person who paid money to, I think it was Mar Menachos, who paid money for every single harlot that he saw in the world, and he heard there's one harlot that's far away, he's the best in the world. So he went there, and he was about to have relations, and he had tzitzis there. She asked him what the tzitzis were, and he said, and she said, the Eibishter is watching over you, and you're coming here to me. So he didn't. He did shuvah that moment because of this harlot. I think she's a guy here as well. Besech the Shabbos. Hachi nami lahachi kosuli hachi. This way he wrote Hashem ha oyer shoyzereich olav. But the light that was shining on him. Amazing story. Amazing story. Why don't you? Could be not bezin shach mais. No, the rabbi was just here. Rabbi Shachter was sitting next to me. We're talking. He told me he's doing a biography on Rabbi Yaakov Emden. He's writing a whole book on Rabbi Yaakov, a doctorate on Rabbi Yaakov Emden. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden, when he retired, he made every day a bracha three times. Shloim Sani instead of Eved, Ivan. Av Bezin is also Eved. Olive instead of Ayin based Olive is Olive based Olive. Thank God I'm no longer involved in the dictators, and I'm no longer an Eved, no longer an Av Bezin. See what Av Bezin get up to. Because he's so happy. Anyway, like this. Now let's get back to the story. So the Bezdin at Yisrael sent him a letter. This is all his title. Vizivle Kebar Basi. Shalem Ukvin HaBavli is a piece. Ukvin HaBavli was a guy called Ukvin from Babel, from your town. Kibul Kadmona, he came before us to complain about Yirmiya Achi, about his brother called Yirmiya. Look what Yirmiya did to him. Heavy Elias Haderech. You know what actually did to him? One shot, the first shot actually? He castrated him. What kind of brother was that? Rashi said, look at Rashi. Ukvin about the keyboard one. Tzakla fed his screen. Va'amma Yirmiya Achi, Yirmiya, my brother, the last line of the page. Heavy Elias Haderech. Even me many dead of the Adam, she's suicide. Castrated him. Yes, I'm he didn't treat me properly. Well, he's coming to the matter of money. If he castrated him, what did he want? What did he want? Give him a flask or something. Okay. So, in, as we're seeing tomorrow soon, in Bubble, you couldn't hear the case because there's no Knoss in the Bubble. Tell you what, right? They said to Marukve, Hesiu, convince him, Vijida, Panayna, but convince him to come to Tveria for Din Tveria. So, we see clearly from Elabwad that you can summon someone to go to another place. You just said, Kaifin, don't be Eroi, which is where Marukve is. Instead, he's telling him, go coax him to go to Israel. Hoguvakasha. Amrit, you told him, the whole thing, and you're asking me a question, the whole thing makes sense. They said to In Ruloi. They said, you, as a Dayan, should pass him, then he should go here. No, but they want you should get involved as a Bezin. Alma, Dainu, Artain, that you should be the one judging. And then he says, he see you over here, but come and show us in Tveya. Alma, should the Ruhacha? The detail will be held here. So where is it going to be held? Al-Hacha said, Alma Ruloi. He said to him, Dainu, Artain, really, you should judge him because you should judge locally. Itzai. If he'll listen, he'll listen. But the Eloi, if you feel that he won't listen, then it's you, the Ibn Etray. Send him up here. Now, what exactly means he won't listen is a little bit hard to understand, because Taisa said we learned before the Gemara that Babel is one, much more authority. Babel is Shevet and so is Mechaikit. Who had the. And Marukva was the. Taisa says Marukva was actually the Reish Galusa. He wasn't the Av Bezin only. He was the most powerful person because he was the Av Bezin and he was the head. But you don't have. For intelligence, not for a paskin. Authority is in bubble. Yeah. So Eli Tzai means the guy in the bubble. Because the people were from Babel. People were from Babel. The two people, protagonists, were both from Babel. One of them went, Mar Ukvon, went to Eretz Yisrael to complain in the Beznes Tveri about his brother Yimi, who's back still in Babel. So they wrote a letter to Mar Ukva, who was the Av Bezin in Babel, and hey, what's this? And actually, the Ramah Paschal Shulchan Aruch, when we say that the Malva can say the Levi, let's go to New York. The Levi can go to a Bezin here, locally, and the Bezin here should vet the rayas that the Malva has to see whether it has a basis to it. If they say it has no basis, then the Malva has no right to force the Levi to go. Remember, there's no expense to pay. Has no right to tell the Levi, let's go to New York and have a Kedrish Rai, have a Kedrish. It's only if the Bezin here looks at it, says, oh, yeah, there's good Rai here, or you have Adim, or whatever it is, we're not going to pass him, but at least they're going to see whether there's merit to the case. Okay. So the Kasha. Local. You have a choice, both of them, yeah. So when I first answering, but is no, then they're saying you do it, take care of it above it. But if it's not going to work above it, for example, the guy said, I want to go to Israel, then come here to us. Or the Vashi Yamah, Dine Knossavi. That's why it's castrated, because it's more knas. If it's Dine Mammon, what kind of knas is it? Or the money case is about knas. The Bubba Loy Dine Dine Knossavi. Bubba, you don't judge Dine Knossavi. Why are you sending him? Why are you calling him in a letter? Because he was part of the Bezin there to give cover to the local Bezin.
No, you're